Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Mark Potash.
Thanks for remembering me.
Well, we remember you, man.
They'll take the North guys, drop me like a hot potato as soon as I left, and I got a phone to pick with those guys. But Spiegel and Holmes show is on the good list.
Afternoons on the Score.
Hanging out with Herb Howard of It's the Bigs. Hanging out with Jason Leisure, who is sitting in for Spiegs. Spiegs is scheduled to sing the national anthem at the Cubs game if there is a Cubs game today. It's the skies have at least lightened up a little bit, so that's good.
It's not as scary outside. Do we have black pumas coming in from the break? Nice pick.
See, Tanny gets stuff done. I gotta hip you to some of Tanny's mixtape work.
Oh, he's the absolute best. We know that he's the Sultan of Sound. Like he's there's no one better.
Yeah, I gotta get you Windy City Soul. 1 and 2.
Okay.
This is the newsroom, man, for the Spiegs national anthem. I mean, is there anything at all? Like, what's our status right now?
Status is we haven't been told that the game's been canceled.
Status is as of now still in play.
Yes.
Okay.
And we're going to check in with Spiegs. Our plan was we would check in with him in the 5 o'clock hour. So by then, if there's still a go, he would have had his rehearsal.
And we believe he has sound check at 4?
Yeah, that was the plan. But so, I don't know that that's going to happen.
Well, we got to hear something at 4 then.
Yeah, we should hear something one way or the other.
I want this so bad for him.
Me
because,
too.
Like, he's such, I mean, clearly he's a big baseball guy, but he's a big music guy. You know, he's taking this very, very serious. And I was saying, like, during the break, like, it'd be one thing if he was doing the stretch, right? The stretch is awesome, but it's not the anthem in terms of how serious
it's
it
no
is
pressure.
To be taken, right?
So no pressure.
You can make 40,000
people. It's like leading
people
a song at a bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Who
you can
cares?
Make 40,000 people with beers in their hands help you with the stretch.
Right.
The anthem is the anthem, and so you know how serious he's taken, and I hope Spiegs gets the chance to do it.
Yeah, you're on your own with the anthem.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Uh-oh.
So, Herb, I've gotten a lot of Jason's thoughts because he comes on every week with us. I'd love to talk to you about what you've seen up there at Halas Hall. Are the rumors about the differences between what a Ben Johnson practice looks like versus a Matt Eberflus practice, are they real?
I think they are real. I remember Coach Eberflus talking about, you know, we aren't going to walk past mistakes. And that was the thing that he said when he got there. And I was like, that's really, really cool. But then you fast forward 6 months later, you know, and it's like, well, there were some things that were happening in the spring or in training camp that we should have addressed. Like, well, why did you walk past said mistakes? Right now, you're seeing Coach Johnson absolutely not walk past anything. He told me that he sent them back into the huddle because he didn't like the way it sounded and the way it looked when they broke the huddle. He said, I didn't think they were ready for business because of the way it sounded and the way it looked when they broke the huddle, so I made them go back in there. And I was like, I get that. Like, I get that, and I understand why it matters because, you know, having played quarterback at a much longer time ago at a much lower level, I know when you call a play in the huddle and you say, hey, we're going trips right, we got 82 pass slot left on 2, and the guys are like, break, as opposed to they're like, break, and it's like, nobody believes this is about to work. You can feel it, right? You come up to the line like, this isn't going to work. Coach can see that too. And so he's like, no, do it again. So I think he's absolutely correcting every mistake he sees, and he's calling out whomever it may be. If it's a veteran like Cole Kmet, which you've all heard about at this point, he's going to call him out. And that sets the tone for all the young guys as well. Coaston Loveland can't say anything after he's seen Cole Kmet get checked for making a small mistake as well. And so that permeates throughout the team, throughout the roster. And he's also surrounded himself with coaches who are of the same ilk. And so Coach Bieniemy isn't going to allow you to take a misstep. He isn't going to allow you to run over the bags with your eyes down.
The cones don't move.
They don't move, right? So he's on that same type of time, as is Coach Randall Leo. You see the same thing on the other side of the ball led by Coach Allen. So it's permeating throughout the team. And I think it's being led by a coaching staff who is genuine, and they aren't going to lower the standard.
One of the points you made is a really good one, too, I think, that differentiates from the past two coaching staffs is the cohesion that runs from Ben Johnson down through the assistants, I think, is there in a way that it wasn't with Eberflus and his offensive coordinators. And Matt Nagy had this problem, too, of Matt Nagy wants routes run a certain way, and then it's not being coached like that at the position coach level. And so there's this discrepancy between what the head coach wants run and what guys are doing, because it's what their immediate supervisor is telling them. But part of what Herb is describing that really makes Ben Johnson different than the last two, Eberflus and Nagy, is this is reflective of Ben Johnson's personality. You can see it, Lawrence. I'm sure you've seen it from the day he got here. He is very amped up. He's very high energy. Nobody would ever describe Matt Eberflus that way. Matt Nagy was a little more like that, but Matt and Ben Johnson is very, very amped up. And I had talked to someone when it was getting closer and closer to them seemingly going to hire Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
And he said, you'd come out to Ben was not even a position coach on this team.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And you'd come out to practice, and as you're coming out, this guy's t-shirt is already a different shade of gray. It's already like full leather. Yeah, because he's running around. He's yelling at everybody. He's jumping around from position group to position group. He's out there. Like, he is just like he's just chugging Red Bull, it looks like. Yeah. And I don't even know if he does that or not, or if he's just that's just his natural caffeinated
he wakes up like that.
State. But, I mean, you can see the higher energy like that. Now, that, like everything else, will only be great if it leads to results. Otherwise, it's going to be, I don't like this guy in my ear all the time.
That's the thing I've been saying. There's this kind of runway, right, that a limit of time for this trust factor, right? So you talk about guys like DJ Moore, Jalen Johnson. You got to understand, these are not guys who have a ton of experience in winning programs. And so it's one thing to say, well, this is what a winning program looks like. And they can believe you and they can trust you for a little while. But if the results don't come, well, now you're just yelling at me every single play for no reason, right? This isn't changing anything. And so now this trust and this buy-in that we always hear about starts to wear a little bit thin if you don't win games. The Bears got to get out to a fast start for this buy-in to continue, because you got leaders on your team like DJ Moore who only know football from the Bears and Panthers perspective. And this idea of this is what winning looks like doesn't really resonate to them in a real way. I think they're professional. I think they're going to buy in. But if it doesn't yield results sooner than later, I don't know how long the buy-in lasts.
When it comes to our coverage of Caleb Williams, clearly he is someone that every and any Bears fan wants to know the most about. And now that we've gone through year one, Herb, I'm going to start with you on this. Mm-hmm. I'd love to know what you think is fair to ask of Caleb in year two, and it being the first year with Ben Johnson.
I think it's fair to ask him to put the time in to learn this system. And it's not fair to him, right? You come into a bad situation where you end up with two coordinators in your rookie year, and now you're already on to essentially your third, like, playbook almost, right? And so it's that's not fair, but you still have to go through that process. And what I'm looking for him, I'm not a huge numbers guy when I talk about quarterbacks. It's got to be 4,500. It's got to be 45. I don't care. For me, it's got to be a W, right? And what I'm more interested in is how quickly is he getting in and out of the huddle? How are they limiting the pre-snap mistakes? How quickly does he find the post-snap answers for what the defense is trying to do to him? Can he get through his progression? One, two, work his way across the field and find three. We heard Coach Johnson reference that about Caleb being late to getting to a check down to his right side, but he started left, center, then finally got over there. And Coach Johnson's like, that's cool. Do it faster, right? Get there quicker so that we can constantly stay ahead of the chain. So we aren't 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9. We're more consistently 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4. That's going to help him out a ton. That's going to keep the offense balanced. So if he can do those things, if he's operating at an efficient level to keep them ahead of the sticks, you're not seeing the play clock get too low unless they really want it to get low. Those are the things I'll be looking for more so than he threw 3 or 4 touchdowns week 2 at Detroit. Whatever. You know what I mean? We talked about that last year. He went to Houston and he put 363 on them. Then they went to Indy and he put 350 on them. They lost both of those games. Like, that doesn't mean anything to me. Now, people who are looking for that first 4,000-yard season, maybe it means something to them. It means nothing to me. Win the game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.